Germany admits responsibility for Namibia genocide during colonial era. By Breitbart London on May 28, 2021. AFP, Namibia said Germany's acknowledgement on Friday that it had committed genocide during its colonial occupation of the Southwest African country was a step in the right direction. The announcement in Berlin culminates 5 years of negotiations over an issue that has poisoned relations for decades. The acceptance on the part of Germany that a genocide was committed is the first step in the right direction, President HGOB spokesman, Alfredo Hengari, told AFP. It is the basis for the second step, which is an apology, to be followed by reparations, he said. As rumors filtered that a deal was looming, affected ethnic groups had indicated in a statement last week that they would spurn any meaningless and sellout agreement. A Herero leader on Friday accused the government of being arm-twisted into the accord. We will not accept any outcome between these two governments. Mutjin Katyiwa, Secretary General of the Ovarero Traditional Authority, OTA, told AFP. Namibia was colonized by Germany from 1884 to 1915 during the so-called Scramble for Africa by European powers. In its announcement, Germany recognized that genocide had been committed in Namibia during its occupation. It also promised financial support worth more than 1 billion euros, $1.22 billion, as a gesture to recognize the immense suffering inflicted on the victims. Initially retaliating for attacks on colonial settlers, Imperial German troops killed tens of thousands of indigenous Herero and Nama people between 1904 to 1908. General Lothar von Trotha, under the direct command of Kaiser Wilhelm II, signed a notorious extermination order against the Herero in October 1904. Within the German boundaries, every Herero, with or without a gun, with or without livestock, will be shot dead, he said. Survivors were sent to concentration camps. Some historians have called the massacres the first genocide of the 20th century. Berlin had previously acknowledged that atrocities occurred at the hands of its colonial authorities, but repeatedly refused to pay direct reparations. We will now officially refer to these events as what they are from today's perspective. Genocide, Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said in Friday's statement. In light of the historical and moral responsibility of Germany, we will ask forgiveness from Namibia and the victims' descendants for the atrocities committed, Maas said. The money pledged by Germany will fund reconstruction and development projects in Namibia. The sum will be paid over 30 years, according to sources close to the negotiations, and must primarily benefit the descendants of the Herero and Nama. President Geingob will convene in the coming weeks meetings with the affected communities in a bid to work out the implementation modalities of what has been agreed with Germany, Hengari said in a text message. AFP. Germany for the first time on Friday recognized it had committed genocide in Namibia during its colonial occupation, with Berlin promising financial support worth more than 1 billion euros to aid projects in the African nation. We will now officially refer to these events as what they are from today's perspective. Genocide, said Foreign Minister Heiko Maas in a statement welcomed as a first step by Windhoek. The agreement came after more than 5 years of negotiations between the two countries over events in the territory held by Berlin from 1884 to 1915. German colonial settlers killed tens of thousands of indigenous Herero and Nama people in 1904 to 1908 massacres, labeled the first genocide of the 20th century by historians and poisoning relations between Namibia and Germany for years. The acceptance on the part of Germany that a genocide was committed is the first step in the right direction, Namibian President HGOB spokesman Alfredo Hengari told AFP. It is the basis for the second step, which is an apology, to be followed by reparations, he added. While Berlin had previously acknowledged that atrocities occurred at the hands of its colonial authorities, it has repeatedly refused to pay direct reparations. In light of the historical and moral responsibility of Germany, we will ask forgiveness from Namibia and the victims' descendants for the atrocities committed, said Maas. In a gesture to recognize the immense suffering inflicted on the victims, the country will support the reconstruction and the development of Namibia via a financial program of 1.1 billion euros, $1.34 billion, he said. The sum will be paid over 30 years, according to sources close to the negotiations, and must primarily benefit the descendants of the Herero and Nama. Yet Moss stopped short of referring to reparations, saying the payment did not open the way to any legal request for compensation. According to Hengari, President Jiangab will in the coming weeks convene meetings with the affected communities in a bid to work out the implementation modalities of what has been agreed with Germany. Rebellion, reprisals. Namibia was called German Southwest Africa during Berlin's 1884-1915 rule, and then fell under South African rule for 75 years, before finally gaining independence in 1990. Tensions boiled over in 1904 when the Herero, deprived of their livestock and land, rose up, followed shortly after by the Nama, in an insurrection crushed by German imperial troops. In the Battle of Waterberg in August 1904, around 80,000 Herero, including women and children, fled and were pursued by German troops across what is now known as the Kalahari Desert. Only 15,000 survived. German General Lothar von Trotha, sent to put down the rebellion, ordered the people's extermination. At least 60,000 Herero and around 10,000 Nama were killed between 1904 and 1908. Colonial soldiers carried out mass executions and forced men, women and children to flee to the desert where thousands died of thirst. They also established infamous concentration camps, such as the one on Shark Island. Overcome the past. The atrocities committed during colonization have poisoned relations between Berlin and Windhoek for years. In 2015, the two countries started negotiating an agreement that would combine an official apology by Germany as well as development aid. But in August last year, Namibia said that Germany's offers were unacceptable. No details of the offers were provided at the time. President Jiangab had noted Berlin declined to accept the term reparations, as that word was also avoided during the country's negotiations with Israel after the Holocaust. But in an effort to ease reconciliation, in 2018 Germany returned the bones of members of the Herero and Nama tribes, with the Minister for International Cultural Policy Michel Muentefering asking for forgiveness from the bottom of my heart.